We're increasingly coming to the view in Accenture that cloud is going to have a profound impact, you know, across most enterprises and governments, but that the way it will impact will be different from one industry to another. So we think, for example, it's going to have a very different impact to a company in the media and entertainment industry compared to a company in the retail industry or a company, you know, like a government department. And so we think it's going to be more appropriate to think about cloud and the impact it's going to have on different organizations based on their industry. And that's why we decided to start producing points of view which are, you know, based around the impact within a specific industry.
So the first question you have here is kind of the most obvious, but maybe not really, because I think in doing some interviews with different government officials here and then different people in the private sector here in the United States, I get the feeling that some people are kind of jumping on this cloud computing bandwagon without really knowing what it is. So talk a little bit about question number one, which is basically, what is cloud computing and how does it work? Why is it important to ask that question in the first place?
As you say, I think many people have sort of a different view of what cloud computing is. Our view is pretty simple, that cloud computing is the provision of computing services over the internet from sort of super-sized data centers that are starting to grow around the world. And those services range from, you know, complex business functions through to simple provision of computing power and storage. And the reason it's important is that for the first time, I think we're seeing the real opportunity for organizations to just buy the computing power that they need, you know, pay by the drink, if you like. And there are a number of organizations who are investing literally billions of dollars in building up these mega data centers. And so we now really do have almost limitless computer capacity that we can call on. And as I say, you can pay for what you need. And that is providing a new opportunity for many organizations to think about how they do their computing. And hence, you know, a lot of opportunities are starting to open up.
So that kind of flows into the second question that governments should ask, which is about the benefits. Talk a little bit about some of the major benefits that cloud computing offers.
The major things that we see cloud computing offering are probably most importantly in the current climate around cost. If you look at any particular organization and the computing capacity that they've bought in the past, most organizations are using probably less than 20% of that capacity. And so for most of the time, those computers are sitting idle. Cloud computing allows you to really just buy what you need. And so you can see how very quickly you can start to get the computing capacity that you need in a much more cost-effective way. And so it really does provide the opportunity, assuming you implement it in the right way, to provide some very, very cost-effective computing power, which wasn't possible in the past. So I think cost is clearly going to be one of the key benefits that many organizations are going to look for. The second one is around flexibility. You really can get what you need, and the services that we're starting to see pop up around cloud computing, they allow you to take the computing power or the service or the application. You just pay for what you use, and when you finished, that's it, you stop paying. And that's very attractive to many, many organizations. You know, they don't have to worry about the big upfront costs in implementing the software or the data center or whatever it is upfront. They just take what they need, pay for it, and then they move on. And that, as I say, is very flexible and very attractive. And then the third major benefit that we see is around speed, in that a lot of the things that you need, the services that you need, are going to be pre-built for you in the cloud. And so as an organization, you don't really need to have all the expertise or the skills that you've had in the past. You're just able to tap in and dial up what service you want, and very quickly you can have that up and running and supporting your operation.
So one of the other questions, because I kept hearing you talk about cloud computing can save money, cloud computing can cut costs. But one of the questions you have in this document, too, regards how can I depend on clouds to save money?
Right. I think you know, you need to go about it the right way. So in order to save the money, you have to do like I mentioned earlier, make sure you are using the benefits that cloud can bring, which is just buying what you need, and then when you've finished using it, you then turn it off again. And so the way that you implement the cloud computing and the way that you sign up to services needs to be structured in a way that you can get that benefit. And now we think that's going to provide some particular challenges to government, which is one of the things that came out in our paper here. And that is that governments have certain restrictions on them, which are very different to those in other organizations. You know, generally, governments will want to keep their data within the country, and so they'll want to have confidence that the data is not going outside the borders of the country. They'll have some very specific requirements around security and data privacy. And so that places some restrictions on how they can use cloud. And so we think there's going to be they're going to have to be very careful how they structure the use of cloud to get the benefits without, as I say, you know, having the data lying in the wrong place, or without risking losing data through concerns around data privacy or data security.